Reds and Marlins on Saturday. A couple of the great sluggers in the game, Joey Votto of Cincinnati, Christian Yelich of the Marlins, each would homer in this game, starting with Votto in the first.
And it's a high drive. He got into every last inch of that, and it is gone. I mean, that baby jumped out of here to the right of the 407 sign in center field, and it got out of here with a whole boatload to spare. Votto has lit up Conley, his 27th home run, and the Reds have taken a 1-0 lead.
Yelich lined out to Kivlahan, the right center field, his first time up. 0-2 coming. Here we go. And he hammers this one high and deep, left center field, and he got it. An 0-2 opposite field three-run jack. 3-1 Marlins.
And he delivers, and that one is a rocket into right center field. Goes to the wall. It's going to score two runs. It's a double for Stanton, and it's a 5-2 lead in favor of Miami. That one is hammered to center. After it is Hamilton, over his head, rattling around in the left center field deep corner. A double and another run. And Miami has a 6-2 lead.
Adam Conley on the hill, 3-3 on the season, a 5.62 ERA. The ball strikes out. Strikeout number 6. That's not a bad way to finish things up.
Adam Conley goes 7 2/3 innings, the third longest start by a Marlins starter all year. And the Marlins pick up a 7-3 victory over the Reds Saturday. Adam Duvall hit his third home run in the last four games. He has 23 in the season. Joey Votto snapping his season-high 16-game homerless streak, hitting his 27th in the first. Cincinnati's struggles continue in the second half. They lose their sixth in a row. 7-3 is the score on Saturday in Miami. Now the reaction from Reds manager Brian Price.
To rest him or...
No. He tweaked his left knee. Took him out for precautionary reasons. Some potential that he could play, won't start tomorrow. Adam's scheduled to start behind the plate. Tucker will catch tomorrow. But it seems like maybe kind of like a re-aggravation of, you know, when he had that guy slide into him and down in the minor league game. Symptoms are similar, and that didn't really set him aside for too long. But there was some soreness in there and just seemed to require getting him out of the ball game.
Adam, it seemed, you know, he had the three runs that went into the fifth, but it seemed like he walked the pitcher and that killed him from there after that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gordon swung about really well against us. He's just been pesky getting on base. So he lines a single, and then next thing you know, you're at Stanton, and he, you know, hits a first pitch fastball out over the plate for the two-run double, and then here you go, you know. So
Yeah,
the walk of the pitcher kind of, you know, it's a catalyst to that, you know, because it's good. Those stay with you. I know that from my own experience. You know, guys, as you know, you got to make them swing the bat, and you end up walking the pitcher, fall behind 3-0, and walk them on a 3-2 pitch. It can tend to stay with you a little bit longer than if you walk a better hitter.
You guys went through a stretch like this last May.
Sunday, ex-Miami Marlins farmhand Luis Castillo starts for the Reds against Dan Straley of the Marlins.